You're damn well going to cooperate, or I'm going to shove you so far up that tailpipe you'll be breathing fumes for a month, Carolina cursed breathlessly. A much more serious threat had she been speaking to something other than the rusted bolts under the hood of the Ford Escort in front of her. She'd spent 17 minutes trying to figure out what was wrong with the wretched car. Finally, finding the problem, she'd spent the past 8 minutes trying to loosen the blasted bolt that seemed to have been welded on permanently with rust. But her threat must have worked, because with one more desperate turn of her wrench, the bolt gave way, turning at least a quarter inch. She dropped the wrench on the ground and cried out victoriously. The war might not be over, but she'd won this battle, and she was damn well going to celebrate it, even if that celebration was confined to a few brief seconds of gloating in the otherwise empty garage, to a hodgepodge of vehicles all waiting their turn for her ministrations. Okay, celebration over. Barely noon, it had been a long day already, and with a week's backlog of jobs, she wasn't getting out of the shop anytime soon, if ever. Wiping her damp brow, she turned to retrieve the wrench she'd carelessly tossed behind her, and nearly ran into the solid wall of a t-shirt-clad chest. She abandoned her grab for the wrench and looked up at the owner of the rather muscular-looking torso. She wasn't exactly short, a rather tall woman, actually, at 5'8", last she checked, so it's not very often she had to crane her neck upward to make eye contact with anyone. However, not very often didn't apply in this particular case. The torso's owner had to be well over 6 feet tall, 6'4", maybe 6'5" even. When she finally reached his eyes, they were dancing with crystal green merriment and more than a little desire, and his full mouth was turned up in an amused grin. Apparently, the broad-chested giant had found her battle with the escort rather entertaining. She would have made a comment to such effect, but it seemed she was rather tongue-tied at the moment, her mind too busy sending hot guy warnings throughout her body to bother paying much attention to vocabulary. She was pleased, however, that her jaw had remained adequately closed, rather than gaping open and drooling at the sight of her sexy visitor. Still, she reined in the signal sending quickly. Good-looking or not, she wasn't the kind of girl to stand there in unabashed gawkery over any man. And, with her wits firmly about her again, she settled an unenthusiastic glare on her visitor and set herself to the task of getting rid of him. "I find my customers don't generally stand there leering at me like that. Do you need directions to the nearest strip club?" He laughed a deep, sexy sound. Not exactly the properly mortified response she was hoping for.
"I bet they do. Have you ever seen yourself from this angle? And thank you, but no thank you. I think I'm fine right where I am for the moment."
What was she supposed to say to that? Usually her tough girl sarcasm was quick to deter just about any guy. "One more try. Look, I'm afraid I'm fresh out of lap dances for today, but if you'd like to come back tomorrow, I'll rush you right to the front of the line."
"I appreciate it, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to stick around a while longer, at least until you can point me in the direction of Carolina Laughlin. But I'd be happy to camp out front all night to be in first in line for that body."